Oh, we give thanks to God for so many things, whether that be just His presence with us or the things that He's done in our midst. So will you please join me in prayer again? Lord, we give you thanks for this day, a day to gather, a day to worship, a day to pray, and a day to hear your word spoken above us and through us. We give you thanks for days of celebration, for birthdays, for weddings, for ceremonies, and for festivals. We give you praise for the marriage of Clarence and Rocio, and we ask that your presence bless their union, both today and forever. We ask for blessings upon their new family that has been united by you, and we pray for blessings upon their future together. And we pray for your presence to be with them and to hold them close together. We give you thanks that you never leave us nor forsake us. You are unchanging in your mercy and your grace. That you are an ever-present help in times of strife and trouble. We pray for our loved ones who are facing illnesses, struggles, and pain. We pray for those who feel lost in feelings of depression and anxiety. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who face trials that are beyond our own experience. We pray for those who do not know you yet you are drawing them ever close to you. Lord, your good news is light in this dark world, and may it shine brightly in us and through us to all people. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. Rule over that in us when we feel anxious or unsure. And Lord, you are the Good Shepherd who knows us by name and calls us. May you guide our paths for your name's sake. We pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.